I'll be in charge of putting them into categories, and you stand next to me with a survey sheet. You put them in A, B, or C, depending on what I tell you. That's all there is to it. Easy, right?
I suppose so, I said. But what's the point of doing a survey like this?
I don't know, she said. They're doing them all over Tokyo, in Shinjuku, Shibuya, Aoyama. Maybe they're trying to find out which neighborhood has the most bald men. Or they want to know the proportions of A, B, and C types in the population. Who knows? They've got so much money, they don't know what to do with it. So they waste it on stuff like this. Profits are huge in the wig business. The employees get much bigger bonuses than in just any old company. Know why?
No. Why?
Wigs don't last long. Bet you didn't know, toupees are good for 2, maybe 3 years max. The better made they are, the faster they get used up. They're the ultimate consumer product. It's because they fit so tightly against the scalp. The hair underneath gets thinner than ever. Once that happens, you have to buy a new one to get that perfect fit again. And think about it. What if you had a toupee and it was no good after 2 years? What would go through your mind? Would you think, okay, my wig's worn out, can't wear it anymore, but it'll cost too much to buy a new one, so tomorrow I'll start going to work without one? Is that what you think?
I shook my head. Probably not, I said.
Of course not. Once a guy starts using a wig, he has to keep using one. It's like his fate. That's why the wig makers make such huge profits. I hate to say it, but they're like drug dealers. Once they get their hooks into a guy, he's a customer for life. Have you ever heard of a bald guy suddenly growing a head of hair? I never have. A wig's got to cost ½ a million yen at least, maybe ½ a million for a tough one, and you need a new one every 2 years. Wow! Even a car lasts longer than that, 4 or 5 years, and then you can trade it in.
I see what you mean, I said.
Plus, the wig makers run their own hairdressing salons. They wash the wigs and cut the customer's real hair. I mean, think about it. You can't just plonk yourself down in an ordinary barber's chair, rip off your wig, and say, I'd like a trim, can you? The income from these places alone is tremendous.
You know all kinds of things, I said, with genuine admiration. The B-category company type next to May was listening to our conversation with obvious fascination.
Sure, she said. The guys at the office like me. They tell me everything. The profits in this business are huge. They make the wigs in Southeast Asia and places like that where labor is cheap. They even get the hair there, in Thailand or the Philippines. The women sell their hair to the wig companies. That's how they earn their dowries in some places. The whole world's so weird. The guy sitting next to you might actually be wearing the hair of some woman in Indonesia.
By reflex, the B-man and I looked around at the others in the car. We stopped off at the company's Shimbashi office to pick up an envelope containing survey sheets and pencils. This company supposedly had a #2 market share, but it was utterly discreet, without even a name plaque at the entrance, so that customers could come and go with ease. Neither the envelope nor the survey sheets bore the company name. At the survey department, I filled out a part-time worker's registration form with my name, address, educational background, and age. This office was an incredibly quiet place of business. There was no one shouting into the telephone, no one banging away at a computer keyboard with sleeves rolled up. Each individual worker was neatly dressed and pursuing his or her own task with quiet concentration. As might be expected at a wig maker's office, not one man here was bald. Some might even be wearing the company's product, but it was impossible for me to tell those who were from those who weren't. Of all the companies I had ever visited, this had the strangest ambience. We took the subway to the Ginza. Early and hungry, we stopped at the Dairy Queen for a hamburger.
Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird,
said Mei Kasahara,
would you wear a wig if you were bald?
I wonder, I said. I don't like things that take time and trouble. I probably wouldn't try to fight it if I went bald.
Good,
she said, wiping the ketchup from her mouth with a paper napkin.
That's the way. Bald men never look as bad as they think. To me, it's nothing to get so upset about.
I wonder, I said. For the next 3 hours, we sat at the subway entrance by the Wako building, counting the bald-headed men who passed by. Looking down at the heads going up and down the stairs was the most accurate method of determining the degree of baldness of any one head. Make